The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher ve'osher ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit ve'atzlacha bechol ma'aseh yadav. And be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah shelema Yosef ben Sarah. Ve'gam refuah Rahamim ben Adel. וגם רפואה שלמה שרה בת רחל. אין לה רפנה להם, אין לה רפנה להם, אין לה רפנה להם, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, רפואתם קרובה לבוא וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Gimel Amud Bet, and we are four lines from the bottom. We are in the middle of a sugya, where we had a statement on Gimel Amud Bet. We are going on the subject of the takana that the Hachamim made that a betula niset liyom harbi'i. So again, the reason that we explained why betula niset liyom harbi'i is because Betin was sitting on Thursday, and therefore if there was a case of ta'anat betulin, so therefore he would be able to get up the next day and right away go to the bet din. And the Hachamim said on Wednesday as opposed to Sunday, even though Sunday, you can also wake up the next morning and go to Beit Din on Monday because of the Tekanav Hachamim that we call Shakdu. Shakdu means Hachamim were diligent in making a Tekana in order that the Hatan should prepare at least 3 days for the wedding, for the Kavod of the Kala. So let's say Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to prepare for the wedding, then you have Wednesday. However, we saw in yesterday's Braita that there were certain exceptions that Hachamim made in order to make the wedding earlier. We saw a case where the Hakamim is allowed the wedding to be made on a Tuesday. That was because the local Higmon, the local governor of the city, would come in on Wednesdays and Chas v'Shalom violate the Betulot. And therefore, they said, okay, you can push it back Tuesday. And he wouldn't come in on Tuesdays because he really was Safek if they're going to, you know, get married or not. So that was why they pushed it back one day. And then the Gemara said, if there's an onus, if there's excruciating circumstances, you can even push it back to Monday. So yesterday, the interpretation we said was, what's the pshat? There was an onus that you can push back to Monday. It says because the sarsava, the general of the army, would come into town on Wednesdays. And what would he do? He'd take all the sa'udah. He'd steal the wedding. He'd eat the food from the wedding. Therefore, you wouldn't have a sa'udah. So they said, okay, so push it back to Tuesday. So no, because on Tuesday, his henchmen come before the general comes, and they come on Tuesday, so they're going to take the Sa'udah. So you know what, in that case over there, already make it on Monday in order to have a, at least you're guaranteed to have the Sa'udah. Now the Gemara is going to give an alternate interpretation of what was the onus. What onus are we talking about that allows us to push the weddings back 2 days from Wednesday to Monday? So the Gemara says, what does it mean, onus? Because of the circumstances, kedetani, like we learned, tare shaya pito afui. Let's say all the wedding preparations are prepared, meaning the bread is already baked, v'tabcho tabuah, and the meat already is slaughtered, which means it's ready to eat, v'yeno mazug, and the wine already is diluted, meaning ready for drinking, umet abiv shel hatan o ima shel kala. Barmenan, let's say the father of the hatan passed away, or the mother of the kala. Now the Gemara is choosing these examples specifically, because who usually does the preparations for the wedding? The father of the hatan. And who usually takes care of all the woman's preparations, meaning the jewelry and the makeup, etc.? The mother of the kala. So what the Gemara is going to say now is the wedding goes on. Why? Because you're not going to be able to repeat the si'udah and the preparations for the wedding, because the father is not here, or the mother of the kala is not here. So these two over here specifically now are the ones that usually help the preparations of the wedding. And everything is set up already. So the deen is, مَخْنِسِينَ اِتَّمِتْ لِحَيْدِرْ. They take the deceased, they put him in a room on the side, وَتَعَتَانْ وَتَكَلَى لِحُبَى. And they make the wedding.
They do the chupa uboel be'ilat mitzvah, and he does the first be'ilah, which is called be'ilat mitzvah. Tosfot asks, why is the first be'ilah called be'ilat mitzvah? L'chaorav, she's a betula. We know that a lady cannot get pregnant if she's a betula. And if she cannot get pregnant, there's no peru urvu. So therefore, what's the be'ilat mitzvah? Why is it called be'ilat mitzvah? So Tosfot quotes from the Nevi'im, the pasuk says, ki bo'alayich osayich. Which means the Gemaran Sanhedrin that writes en isha korta berit ela lemisha osa ota keli, which means the lady doesn't have an affection or a closeness or sign a covenant, so to speak, with only the one that made her a vessel. How do you make the lady a vessel? You break the betulin. So therefore, this is like a preparation for the mitzvah periyah v'ribyah, which means she's not going to be bound to a husband, only to the one that broke her betulin, like the pasuk says ki bo'alayich. The one that was bo'el you, made you. And therefore it's considered be'ilat mitzvah, because it's a preparatory act for the sake of mitzvah, b'riyah v'ribiyah. In any event, so he has the first bi'ah. And then what's the Gemara say? Uporesh. And then already he has to abstain. Nashi. V'yikberu etamet miyad. And then they go bury the deceased. Dekevan dechad alav chatuna. Now, once already you made the wedding, havya legabe kiregel. It's already a holiday. It's a 7-day holiday, the wedding. Like you have the 7 days of Simcha. Velo atya abelut, vehaila, the abelut is going to be suspended because the wedding already started. Venohek shvatim emeshteh, which means you go for the 7 days of the party. And then what happens? Venohek shvatim emeshteh, vehagak nohek shvatim abelut. And then begins the 7 days of Avilut. So the Chiddush over here is, even if this happens on a Monday, let's say. So normally we say, well, we don't get married on Monday, we get married on Wednesdays, but there's an onus, and therefore the wedding must go on. And therefore, let them have the wedding immediately on that Monday, and then, of course, he's bo'el bi'ilat mitzvah, and then he goes and buries, either his father passed away, or the mother of the kala passed away, and then they continue the week of Simcha, and then after, like we said, they make the Avilut. Now the question over here is, how are they able to make a Bi'ah? Well, Avilut doesn't start until, like we'll see on the Amud Bet, either until they take the body out of the house to the burial, or Stimat HaGolel, which is putting the cover on the coffin. So therefore, Avilut is not Hal, so there was no problem of Tashmish HaMitah, but the problem is Onen. How can Onen have Tashmish HaMitah? Really, an Onen is Asur B'Tashmish HaMitah. Onen is before they buried the body. So the Rishonim asked this question, and they say, V'afal Pishu Onen, I'm quoting here from the Me'iri, V'afal Pishu Onen, V'Onen Asur B'Tashmish, Bezu Ekilu Mishum Mitzvah. Why? Shemen HaTorah Lo Ne'esara Onen, Ela B'Kadashim U'Ma'asir U'Baklaba. Min haTorah onen is mutar b'tashmish. The only thing that onen is asur min haTorah is eating certain type of kadashim and ma'asir and things like that. Aval sh'ar devarim lo nesru bo ela medevrei sofrim. And therefore, medrabanan, it's only asur. So the rabbis waived it in this case over here because of the circumstances. So there's no really isur min haTorah for having this tashmish. Alright? And now, the Gemara continues. Now we have a rule. Let's say somebody passes away on Yom Tov, on the Regel, on the holiday. Now of course there's no Avilut on the holiday. So what do they do on a Regel? I'm giving you the example of the Regel because the 7 days of Mishteh would be similar to a Regel. And therefore, if we could figure out what the law of a Regel is, then we'll understand exactly how we're supposed to deal with the 7 days of Simcha. The law is like this. While there's no Avilut before Hesiyah on the Regel, but devarim shebisina'a anoheg, which means in private, he must noheg avilut, on the holiday itself. What is a davar shebisina'a, for example? Tashmish HaMita, which means in public, he's not allowed to show any public gestures of avilut, because it's really the holiday. But what? Bitsina'a, when he's with his wife, that's devarim shebisina'a, he has to be noheg. So the Gemara says the same thing. V'chol otana yamin, all those 7 days of the Shiva Yimim Mishteh, after the wedding, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, v'hi yashena ben ha'anashim. Which means, they have to sleep separately. They're not allowed to even be together. They're not allowed to have yichud together. He sleeps with the men, and you know, in the separate area, and she sleeps with the woman, which means we don't want them to be together. What Rashi says, third line, ve'en mityahadin ze im ze. What's the reason why we don't want them to stay together? They're married. Shem miyibol. And we're worried that they might have another relation. Ve'avel asur b'tashmish ha-mita. And he's really ba'avilut. He's just, we're suspending it until after the holiday. K'liyafina be'el migalachin. Ve'af b'shiv'at yimei ha-mishteh. She'en keregel. The 7 days of the mishteh v'din of what? The regel noheg wa'avilut she'devre sin'ah. De'ayinu isur tashmish k'del kaman. So therefore, he's not allowed to be even secluded with his wife during those 7 days. Ve'en mon'in tachshitim n'akala kol 30 yom. And then the Gemara says that what? Because we want to make the shalom bayit between his new bride, even though normally a lady that's ba'avilut does not put on makeup and not put on tekshitim and jewelry and things like that. But in this case over here, because she's a kala, so we do not abstain her from wearing her tekshitim for the first 30 days. Rashi, b'shvil ha'avilut en oslim alea tekshiteh shelot etkaneh al ba'ala. We don't want it to look, not nice in front of a new husband. Vedavka, the Gemara says, Habif shel katan o ima shel kala. This dispensation that we said, let the wedding happen on the Monday, is only in a case where the father of the hatan or the mother of the bride passed away. Why? Deleka inish de tarahliu. Because there's nobody else to take care of the wedding needs. They were the ones that took care of the needs. The father prepared the wedding, and the mother took care of the takshitim. And therefore, if you're not going to go on with this wedding, it's not going to happen again. So therefore, they made a dispensation. Who's going to prepare the wedding? The father prepares the wedding. He's not around anymore. Who's going to prepare the takshitim? The mother's not around anymore. So they made a dispensation when these two people deceased. One of the two. Abad ipcha lo. But the opposite, no. What does it mean, opposite? Meaning it was the father of the kala, or the mother of the hatan, or for that matter, Tosfot says, any other deceased. Not only the fathers and the mothers, any deceased. Look at Tosfot, the beautiful, about Ibkhalo. Vuadin, im avilim mahmad shi'ar kerubim. Which means even other kerubim. Also, the deen is going to be what? You don't make the dispensation. Meaning, push off the wedding, and do the avilut, and start again. Why? Because as long as the father's still alive, so he'll prepare again the hatuna. Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Afazdah. Now, Afazdah is a very important condition to this halakha that we just said. Lo shanu ela. This, that we were lenient. Even when, the father passes away, and we said, what, the wedding goes on. Lo shanu ela shenatan maim al gabe basar. It's talking about where already you watered the meat. Which means, it seems in the preparation process of the basar for the wedding, they would soak it in water. Now, once you soak it in water, usually it's not resellable. The only thing you could do it is cook it. So therefore, he says, that which we're lenient, where we say, you know, don't throw away the food, make the wedding, that's when already you soak the meat already, where it's not resellable. Aval, lo natan mayim al gabe basar. But if you didn't put the water on the basar yet, mizdaban, go sell it. Why should you have to make, what are you worried about? You're worried about the sauda. You know what? Go sell the basar, you'll get the money, and you go make a different sauda. And what about the wine? So the wine, the first you say, you can always sell wine. Even if it's diluted already, there's always a customer that'll buy the wine. So that's his chumrah. Look at that. Shinatan mayim agabe basar, shuv enu ra'ud l'mokhro b'makulin. You can't go to the butcher shop and sell meat anymore after it's watered. Amar Rava, so Rava comes along and says, hold it. Ubechrach, when it comes to a big city, or what's special about a big city? There's always customers in a big city. Afal pi shenatan mayim al gabe basar mizdaban. Even if you put the water on the meat, it's still sellable. There's always a customer that wants to eat the meat right away. And therefore, in a big city, even if you put the water on the meat, no wedding. Why? Sell the food and do it after. Because you always find a customer in the big city. So Amar Papa, so the Papa goes the other way. Ubikfar, afa pishelo natan mayim al gabe basar, lo bizdaban. When it comes to a kfar, it's a small little village, not too many people. Even if you didn't put water on the basar, you can't sell it because there's no customers. So therefore we have to understand what was Rav Chasdah talking about. Which means, Rav Chasdah, you came along, you gave a halakha. You said, oh, it depends if you put the water or if you didn't put the water. If you're in a big city, even if you put the water, it's sellable. If you're in the kfar, even if you didn't put the water, it's not sellable. So, you were given a chiduk. depends if you put water or not. What's your case of the Hiluk? It's either or. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the case of Rav Chisda? So Amar Rav Asher comes along and says, Kegon Mata Mahseya. Cities like Mata Mahseya. Not Mata Mahseya specific. You didn't make a takana for one city. But cities that are like Mata Mahseya. What about them? De mafka mikhrach u mafka mikfar. It's not in the category of a big city, but it's not in the category yet of a kfar. It's somewhere like mediocre. It's somewhere in the middle. And therefore, on that type of place, like Matam Mahsiya, Ir Benoni, you can make the Hiluk. If the meat was watered already, then already there's not going to be customers. And therefore, what? Make the wedding. Because otherwise you're going to lose the food. If the water was not, if the meat was not watered yet, then already you'll find a customer, and therefore you're able to sell it. So that's the Hiduk. Cities like Mata Mahseya. That's the name of a city. Okay? And Dosfot says, Rov Ayarot, the majority of cities were like Mata Mahseya. So Rav Chisda is making a takana for the majority of the situations. Tanya kivatit Rav Chisda. We have a braita that supports Rav Chisda. Now, what did Rav Chisda say again? He gave the water halakha with the meat. How do we have a braita to support him? Hare shaya pito afuya. The guy's bread was baked. V'tabho tabuah. Right, and the meat was already slaughtered. V'yeno mazug. That's what the braita says now. V'natan mayim al gabe basar. So you see clearly the braita throws in that condition now. Of Rav Chisda that you watered the meat. Umet abiv shel chatan o ima shel kala maknisin et amet lecheder ve et chatan ve et kala lechupa uboel beilat mitzvah uporesh venoheg shvat yemei mishte ve'akach noheg shvat yemei avilut vechol otan hayamin hu yashen ben haanashim veishto yashena ben hanashim. Exactly like we learned earlier. Now the blaita continues. Vechen, similarly, Mi shepirsa ishto nida, which means, let's say we got married, right? And before he was able to consummate the marriage, what happened? His wife became nida on the night of the wedding. Hu yashen ben anashim, vi yashena ben anashim. So now they have to separate. They cannot be together. Obviously, she became a nida. Ve'en mon'im takshitin min akala kol lamidyom. We go back. That when she's ba'avilut, even within the first 30 days, we do not refrain her from wearing takshitim and things like that, so she does not be mitkane al ba'la. Ben kach u ben kach, regardless. Which means whether it's a normal wedding case or a case of where you're pushing the wedding earlier because of a death or things like that, lo yib'ol, lo be'erev Shabbat, ve'lo b'moetze Shabbat. The first bi'ah should not be not on Leil Shabbat, Friday night, and not on Motzei Shabbat. So the Gemara will explain why. On this Shabbat, we're worried because you're making a habura, because when you break the bitulin, so you're causing her to bleed, so we're making a wound on Shabbat. The Gemara will analyze that later on exactly. Is it a wound? Is it not a wound? But that's why Friday night should not be the initial bi'ah. And Motzei Shabbat, the Gemara will explain why also one should not have a bi'ah. Amar Mor, now we're going back to analyze the statement of the Braita. Amar Mor, we're going back to explain the Braita. Hu yashen ben anashim, vi yashena ben anashim. So what do we say? We said in the case where there was a death, so what happens? He has the first bi'ah, and then what? He has to separate, because we learned the law of avelut b'tzina'ah. Messiah alel Rabbi Yohanan. This is a support to Rabbi Yohanan. The Amar Rabbi Yohanan, afalpi she'amru en avilut b'mo'ed, even though we say what? There's no avilut on the holiday. Aval devarim shel tzina'ah noheg. But devarim shel tzina'ah noheg. And therefore, what's the proof? Because we're saying that the shiv'ah yemei mishteh is like a regel. And just like you tell me why the shiv'ah yemei mishteh, tashmit shemitah is going to be asur, that's what I have to separate. That's exactly what Rabbi Yohanan said. Even though there's no avilut by regel, but what? Tashmit shemitah is going to be asur if somebody has a deceased relative that passed away on the regel. So comes again what Rabbi Yohanan says. Darash Rav Yosef v'red Rava b'shemei Rava. Lo shena ela shelo ba'al. Oh, comes the Gemara and says like this. That which we don't trust him, to stay alone together, which means we say, Hu yashin bin ha'anashim vi yishina bin anashim, right, in the case where there was a death, when do we say that we have to separate? I mean, we don't trust him, we think that he's going to make a bi'ah, ela shelo ba'al. Before he had one tashmish, before he had a bi'ah, because then we assume that his yitzhak is strong, he's not going to be able to control himself. Abal ba'al. But if he had bi'ah, if he had one bi'ah, ishto yishena imo. That's his chidush over here, Rava. So comes again, no, in the case where there was deceased. And therefore we said what? That they have to separate. So the Gemara says, when did they have to separate? Only when there was no bi'ah. But if there was one bi'ah, it's okay. So comes again, what are you talking about? Over here we're talking about ba'al. Didn't the statement say Bo'el Be'ilat Mitzvah Uporesh? And then it said Ve'i Yishena Ben Anashim. We're talking about the case where you had a bi'ah. Still you're telling me you have to separate. V'ketani Hu Yashem Ben Anashim Ve'i Yishena Ben Anashim. Kazi Gavara says Ki Ka'amar Apirsa Ishto Nida. That ba'al was not going on the case of death. Which means, on the case of death, once he has a bi'ah, he's good. We're not worried that he's going to have a bi'ah again. Be'isud, therefore they can stay together. Aye, but we said, Hu yashim ben anashim, that's only talking about legabe, the case of pirsanida. Which means, in a case of pirsanida, if they were able to have a, if they were able to have a bi'ah beforehand, so then I'm going to tell you, it's okay. Mashenkin, if they cannot have a bi'ah beforehand, so that's I review. By case of avilut, that's when we're going to make a chiluk between whether they had a bi'ah or not. Which means, if they had a bi'ah, so then I'm going to tell you what, they're good. Which means they can even make a yehud. There is no problem. I'm not going to choshesh that his yetzla is going to get the best of when they have an avilut, that's going to make a bi'ah. But she'ekin, if they did not have a bi'ah, then you're right. Then it's going to be asur to be together. Aye, but the Braita's language was that even if they had a bi'ah, it's asur to be together. That's talking about the nida case, which means even if they had a bi'ah, and then she was pores. Nida, meaning after the bi'ah, the night of the wedding, it's going to be asur for them to even be together. But they cannot be. Even yichud is going to be forbidden. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, ki ka'amar, rava lo shanu apirsa ishto nida ka'amar. What's the reason? The kevan di nida chamura. What's the punishment of the isu nida? Isu karet. Baal meheman ala delo atel zilzule beisur karet, which means like this: the husband is going to have a ne'emanut that he's not going to make a isur karet, and that's why it's coming to tell me lo shanu ela. The only time we're going to say they have to sleep separately is what lo baal. But if baal, I'll come along and say it's okay. That's Rava's giving the haluk. Rava made a haluk between Baal and Lo Baal. If they had no bi'ah, then she became an idah, Radai Asur Yehud. Because then something can happen. Mashaykh, if they had a bi'ah already, then already it's going to be mutar. What's going to be mutar? It'll be mutar in order to be with his wife Nida, meaning be Yehud. What do you mean? But she's Nida. That's why. Since Nida is so stringent, we're not worried the guy's going to make Isur Karet. So therefore it comes out, just to analyze, Nida is going to be more lenient than the Avilut. Because since Nida has a strictness of Isur Karet, so I could trust the guy. You had to be already once, already the Yetzirah is a little calmed. So therefore I'll let you stay together. And I'm not worried that it might lead to another bi'ah because of the Isur. In fact, we could trust the guy. Put it that way. We could trust the guy from abstaining. Masha'enken, when the case of Avilut, even if he had a bi'ah by the Avilut, even if he had a bi'ah, like it said, still is going to be Asur. For some reason, when it comes to Avilut, it seems it's light in his eyes. And therefore, we don't trust him. And therefore, Yehud is going to be forbidden. So, because of Avilut, even if he had a bi'ah,
have to separate. By nida, if they had a bi'ah, they're able to stay together. Now she says the sivara, why? Because by nida, since it's so strict, you should cut it. We're not worried that the guy is going to lapse. Good? Rabbi Gamaran says, ve'a ve'chen ketani. If you looked in the Braita, it gave the case of mit. And by mit, what's the deen? Even if there's a bi'ah, they have to separate. And then it said in the Braita, ve'chen ne'inyan nida. Now ve'chen is masorat, same laws, that they're compatible. So how do you square off the language of the Braita, ve'chen ne'inyan nida? So the Gemara says, "Achi kamar v'chen mi shepirsa ishto nida velo baal hu yashem en anashim v'ishto yishna ben anashim," which means it's similar in the sense that you have a case where they have to separate, not in the same case, but which means similarly, just like we said by avilut, that even if there was a bi'ah, they have to separate. So similarly by nida, if there wasn't a bi'ah, they would have to separate. That's the similarly. It's not exactly compatible, but the similarly is you have cases where you have to separate in both. So comes the Gemara and says, lememra, you mean to tell me, de avilut kila le minida? You mean to tell me that a person is more lenient when it comes to avilut than nida? Well, that's what it is, because he's not trusted by avilut. Which means you tell me by nida I can trust the guy. You had to be you can have yehud with the wife, but by avilut we don't trust the guy. It seems that the guy treats avilut in his eyes more lightly, and that's why we don't trust him. Even if he had a bi'ah, we still say for the first 7 days of the Mishter, they got to separate. The Gemara cannot accept such a thing. The Gemara cannot accept that a person treats avilut lightly. Why? So the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rabbi Yishak. Rabbi Yishak comes along and says, Bar Hanina, Amar Ravuna, Kol Melachot She'isha Osa Le'ba'la. All the different services, all the different melachot that a regular wife does for her husband, nida osa lebala, which is a nida is allowed to serve a husband just like a regular isha Torah is allowed, which means, let's say a regular lady cooks for her husband, and nida is also allowed to cook for her husband. The regular lady, let's say, tidies up the house, so ishto nida also, which means don't think that just because the lady becomes a nida, she's forbidden to do any type of melachot to the husband. No, whatever a regular lady does, isha nida can also serve the husband, except there's certain exceptions. And the exceptions are based on what? These things bring people close together. And if we're going to allow these services to be done, it can lead them to avera. So what are the exceptions? Chutz mimizigata kos. That means that she pours the wine into a cup and dilutes it, like they used to do in the olden days, because the wine was strict, they had to dilute it, that's miziga. And then she goes and serves it in front of him. So that, specifically by wine. So that type of item is kibah, where she's, you know, preparing wine for him. So that already is asur when she is nida. What's the second thing? Vatsa'ata mita. Hatsa'ata mita means to prepare the bed for sleeping. Doesn't mean making the bed. Making the bed is tidying up the house. That's not an intimate thing. But before they go to sleep, to take down the covers, to set up the sheets and stuff like that, that's called hatsa'ata mita. Right? But she's the sforzes on top. Dainu perisat the sadinim, and he's setting up the sadinim. Var hasad panav yadav v'raglav, and also during the nida, she's forbidden to bathe him, which means to pour the water on him, on his hands, on his legs, and panav to bathe him. Okay, so that's isur during nida. That she says shederech kiruv v'chibahin, because these items bring closeness. It's going to lead them to Ergel Davar. Good. But when it comes to the law of Avelut, what does it say? Tanya, we have a Braita. Afapi she'amru en adam rashay lachuf et eshto liyot kohelet v'yot pokeset, which means, in a case where the lady, person's wife, is not say Avela. Okay? So, the husband cannot force her to be kohelet. Kohelet means to put on mascara, let's say. And pokeset, according to Rashi, means to put on blush or rouge. According to Sfot Pokes, it means to, let's say, comb a hair or braid a hair, which means, technically, if she wants, she can, but the husband cannot force her. The husband cannot say, no, listen, only by a kala we gave a dispensation for 30 days. But a regular lady, that's avelut, the husband cannot force her to put on makeup, to braid her hair, and things like that. Be'emet amru, and whenever the Gemara says lashon be'emet, be'emet means halakha. The hachamim, the majority of the hachamim agreed and said what? Mozeget lo hakos. Even though she's be'avelut, now be'avelut, te'asur, be'tashmish amita, and still we allow her to pour the wine, umasa'at lo amita, we allow her to prepare the bed for sleeping, umarchasat lo panav yadav v'raglav, and she can even bathe him. So therefore, what do you see? That a person does not treat avelut lightly. Because if they treat avelut lightly, we wouldn't let these intimate things, or things that can lead to intimacy, be allowed. So now we're back to the question. You just told me that what? When it comes to nida, oh nida, we're going to be very mahmir. I'm sorry, we're going to be mekir to say what? That if there was a bi'ah, it's okay, you can have yehud. Because nothing's going to happen. But by avelut, even if there was a bi'ah, meaning like the case of the wedding we discussed over here, we have a bi'ah, rishonah, bi'ilat mitzvah, poresh. Why? We don't trust the guy. What do you mean you don't trust the guy? The laws of avelut show us that he's trusted. Because by avelut, we're more lenient even than nida. We let her make mezigat hakos, hatza'at hamita, things like this. So that's really the basis of the question. So comes the Gemara and says, v'lak kashya. No question. Kan ba'avelut dideh, kan ba'avelut didah. It depends who's mourning. Which means, is avelut dideh, and is avelut didah. Avelut dideh means, if he lost, let's say, his relative. In that case over there, we don't trust him. Because he's going to initiate the bi'ah, even though there is avelut. And that's what we said over there, even if there's a bi'ah in avelut dideh, even if there was an initial bi'ilah, it's a suf for them to be together. Masha'enkin, when do we say that it's okay, that we're not concerned, that it should be not a problem? That's what avelut didah, where she's in mourning. When she's in mourning, she's not going to let him. She's not going to allow a bi'ah to take place, because she's the one that's bitzad. And therefore, we can make a hiluk like that. Look at Rashi. Kan avelut didah. Le'olam avelut kila le minida. Really, I'll tell you, by avelut, yes indeed, the guy treats it more lightly. Ve'hani matnita, and the way you're going to answer up the two statements, hachi mitarsan. Ha diktanin elhu yeshin ben anashim. That which we said, you have to separate them and they have to be, you know, Yehud. Ve'avelut dideh. Right? That's when he's in mourning. That which that you could pour from the wine, all that other stuff. Now it makes sense that that second statement is talking about where she's in mourning, because didn't the statement say he can't force her to put on makeup? That's much, but she's the one that's in mourning. She don't want to put on makeup, he can't force. Because even if, let's say, the guy's yetzirah gets strong on him, she's not going to listen, because she's been mourning. Good. The only problem is like this. You can't answer like this. Because if you remember earlier, the statement with the avelut case was, who passed away? Either his father or her mother. So therefore you see what? There is no difference between avelut dideh and avelut didah. Even where her mother passed away, still we said what? They got to separate. So the Gemara says, Ve'ha abiv shel hatan o ima shel kala ketani. We learned above that the case that they have to separate is even in where the mother passed away. So therefore you do see that he's lenient even in that case. So the Gemara says, "Ki katani ashara," which means that which we said, if the mother of the kala passes away, that's only referring to other laws of the Braita, not the law of they have to separate. Which means, if the mother passes away, we'll have the law of what? You have a bi'ilat mitzvah, and then purish miyad, and then put the mat in a separate room. That it's the same, but the gabi yehud mutar bi yehud, which means the laws are not all equal. When we said or the father or the mother, then we gave all the laws. Not all the laws that follow apply to both cases. Mm-hmm. which means when her father passes away, then you're right, all the laws of the Braita are applicable. But when the mother passes away, all the laws apply except the law of that they have to separate. And why don't they have to separate? Because since the mother passed away, she's ba'avilut. We're not worried that even if the guy wants to make avira, she's going to stop him. So therefore, indeed, there is a haluk between a avilut dideh and avilut dida. And that what it said in the bright above, the mother of the kala, ash'ara. Meaning it's the laws, the rest of the laws apply, not the law of that they have to separate. Comes the Gemara and says, Umi shani ben avilut dideh. So the Gemara says, is there indeed a difference? Is there indeed a difference between his avilut and her avilut? Are you making a chiluk over here? Why? That Tanya, we have a braita. Mi shemet hamiv o hamoto. Okay, a person, either his hamiv or hamoto, father-in-law, mother-in-law, passed away. So his wife is avilut. Eno yachol lachuf et teshto liot kohed liot pokeset. Of course, she's avilut, be'avilut. Cannot force his wife to be kohelet, like we learned, mascara, pokeset, either putting rouge or blush, or pokeset, going to Tosafot, braiding her hair. Ela, kofe mitato. The custom in the olden days, like we learned in Masechet Moed Katan, during avilut, they used to flip their beds over. They used to turn it over, it was a sign of avilut. So not only does the wife have to turn her bed over, but the hanush is in commiseration to his wife Saad, he should also turn his bed over. Vinoheg ima avilut, and he should be noheg with his wife avilut, right? As she says, I'll continue. Vehen he, the opposite way, shemet hamia o hamota, which means the father is the husband is ba'avilut. She lost her in-laws, one of the in-laws. She shouldn't put on makeup during that time because of his husband's avilut. She turns the bed over with her husband. Good. And he also has avilut. So what's the question? Rashi comes along and makes the question for us. Venohegit imwa avilut. Look at Rashi Dibur Mate. Venohegit imwa avilut. Alma medelo ketari ba avilut dide. Hu yashen bena nashim. Shmach mina hamir le velo shanilan. Which means, when you gave me the laws, you only gave me the laws of what? She has to commiserate with him, and he commiserates with her. And you didn't tell me that when he's ba avilut, he has to separate. That wasn't mentioned. Mashma, that there's no separating. Which is, there's no difference between avelut dideh and avelut didah, which means he takes them seriously, and therefore he's not going to have a tashmish. If there was such a chiluk, when you give me this situation, you got to tell me, oh, you should know when he's sitting, when he's mourning, he's got to be separate. Don't say that. So the Gemara says, you know what? Say it. Tini ba'avelut dideh hu yashim and anashim v'shtoish tam and anashim. All right, plug it in. Which means add it to the braita, which means to throw it in that white in the khanami. When he's mourning, he's gotta separate. Gemara says, Ha vechen ketani. Which, you know, you can't do that. Because when the braita was bringing me the cases, either he's ba'avilut or she's ba'avilut, it said, and similarly, if he's ba'avilut, start off if she's ba'avilut, and similarly if he's ba'avilut. Now, similarly means what? All the laws are the same. So the Gemara says, "Ki ketari akiul v'apirkus." Now, the similarly is the Gemara makeup, which means just like when she passes away, he can't force her to put on makeup. So too, when the husband's father passes away, she doesn't wear makeup. Which means, in both sides, there's no makeup. That was the vechin. But in the Kanamin, there's a difference between avilut dideh and avilut didah. Gemara says, Ve'a immo ketani. Good. What did it say? It said, of both sides, in the Braita, the language was, Ve'noheg imma avelut, Ve'noheget immo avelut. Which means, in the case where, let's say, where the father, where the husband's father died. Correct? What is the language of the Braita? Ve'noheget immo avelut. What is immo? They're together. So Gemara says, my love, Imo bimita. Imo is mashma,
that they're able to be together. Not tashmish, but able to have yehud. So you see what? Even by avidut tideh, and more they're able to be together. Gemara says, no. Lo, imo babayit. Imo over there means together in the same house, which means not the gabe yehud. Imo babayit. Now what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain like this. The whole law of avidut, let's say when one of the spouses is sitting or has avidut, so the other spouse has to, we said, to commiserate with them, right? The only time they have to do that, we're going to learn now, is when they are in front of the spouse. And that's what it means. Imor, meaning in front of the spouse, you have to turn over the bed, sit on the floor with them, and things like that. But outside of the house, they're not ba'avidut. The spouse is ba'avidut. So that's the reason. V'noheget imor, only when they're in front of the avil. Like we see a story in the Gemara. Kedamar le Rav lehaya bere. Rav gave advice to his sons and said the following to his son. Be'apa, in front of your wife, nog aviluta. It seems that the wife's parents, let's say, passed away, or mother or father passed away. So Rav Chaya told his son, listen, only when you're in front of her, then you have to make avilut. De la be'apa. But if you're not in front of her, lotenog aviluta. So what do you see over here? You see over here that there is indeed, and that's what it means, imo. And therefore, according to this answer of the Gemara, there's a difference between avilut tideh and avilut tidah. And therefore, when he's sitting, then we say, you know what? Even if you had a bi'ah, separate. Because we don't trust the guy. Because in Echonami, avilut is kal in the guy's eyes. Because the guy's going to go with his wife. And his wife's not avil, so she's going to, she don't care, she'll go. Therefore, we say separate. But she ain't getting in the case of where she is avilut. Then we say, you know what? You can even you can stay together. Why? Sure. Because what are you worried about? She's betzar, and then we're not worried about her having a yibbe. That's the Gemara's answer. But by nida, we're not concerned. Nida, we're saying once already there was a bi'ah, so now already if there was no bi'ah, of course they cannot be together because you have a stomach problem of yehud. You're not to be secluded with a lady that's not your wife, and she's not your wife until you have a bi'ah. The hadush is even after the bi'ah. It's permissible to stay together. I would. He might have another bi'ah. Nah, we're not worried about it. He does already isur karet. We're not concerned. Good. That's the Gemara's answer. So it says he sits on the floor. He turns over his bed. Rav Asher Amar. Rav Asher comes along and says, No. Don't even begin to ask any questions over here. Mi kamidamit avelut dehacha. La'aviluta de alma. Even making a question or a comparison between a regular case of avilut to this case of avilut, which is all our questions were from a regular case of avilut. Do not compare regular avilut, meaning a regular guy is married and all that, and somebody passes away, to a case of avilut of the case of the wedding. Aviluta de alma hamir. A regular case of avilut, the guy's going to be ma'mir velo atel zilzulebe. Meaning, whether it's avilut tideh or whether it's avilut tidah. I can tell you like this, regular avilut, the guy's ma'mir. He takes it seriously. And if, even in his own avilut, we're not worried, he can be with his wife, meaning privately, we're not worried about any tashmish amitah stuff, because the guy takes it seriously. Of course, he's ba'avilut. A guy's going to have tashmish when he's ba'avilut. We're not worried about that. Also, why are you worried about the case of the wedding? So Gemara says, avilut de'haka, but the case of the wedding, the guy's getting married. Right? And all of a sudden his father passes away. So what do we say? Do the bi'ah and separate. They were worried. They were concerned. Why? Kevan de'ikilu rabbanan. Because already the rabbis were lenient with this guy. Already the rabbis let him do a bi'ah. Which is the guy already sticking in his mind over here. This is not so serious, obviously. Already his father just passed away. And what did the rabbis tell him? Okay, go to a bi'ah. So once the rabbis were lenient on him, atel zilzulebe. So now already the guy could be come and treated lightly. So the quote of Asher's answer, on a regular case of avilut, you never have to separate them. Why? Because even if his father passes away, you're not worried. Why are you not worried? Because he's going to take it seriously. Oh, if he takes it seriously, so why about a regular case? Why the case of avilut of the wedding, you're hoshesh? That case over there, because you were lenient on him. Now the question is, where were you lenient on him exactly? What's the leniency? The chaura, the first bi'ah, is mutar. He's not avil yet. So where was the leniency? So the Gemara says, "My kula." Where were you lenient by the case of the wedding? Maybe you'll tell me the first bi'ah. Gemara says, "No." Hatam mishum delo hal alav abiluta. That's only because the avilut is not hal yet. Why? When is avilut hal? Il Rabbi Eliezer, according to Eliezer, you know when avilut is hal? Ad shi yitzim mepetach habayit. Until you take the deceased out of the house to go bury him, there's no avilut. Here, the body's still in the house. Il Rabbi Yoshua, or according to Rabbi Yoshua, when does avilut start? Ad shi yisatem golel. According to the shi yisatem golel means you put the cover on the coffin. Or some say you put the stone up. But the point is, you didn't do that yet. So therefore, there's no avilut. So what type of kula are we talking about? Ela diktani noheg shivat yemei mishte ve'arkak noheg shiva yemei avilut, which means the leniency is that what we let him continue the shiva yemei mishte, which means okay, so boy, you're not avil, but once already you buried the bet, now in the chaura it should be avilut. And what are we going to say? No, already do your shiva yemei mishte first. And then do the avilut. So the guy's going to say, what, they're letting me do Shivat Mimish, that overrides the avilut. So then he's going to rationalize to himself and say, you know what? I can be Mekel, like I have a Biyah. So the Vino says, you know what? V'hu yashin ben anashim, anashim, v'yishna ben anashim. Then you have to separate them. Now, it's worthy to see some of the halachot that come out of this daf. A lot of interesting halachot. Number one. We're quoting over here from Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'a Siman Shin Mem Bet Halakha Aleph. Mi Shechin Kol Sorkei Chupato. You prepare the wedding. She'afa Pito V'tabach Tabcho U'mazag Yeno U'met Abib Shel Chatan V'hu B'makom She'eno Matsui Limkor. Oh, sorry, good. That's Lef Hasdaz Din. That you're in a place where you can't sell the goods. V'im tedchaya chupa yafsid mashiachin. If you're going to push off the chupa, all this food over here is going to go to waste. O shemeta ima shel hakala. Or the mother of the kala passed away. V'ikat tamrukei nashim v'kishutim shel hamitkayimim. All the preparations of the makeup and things like that, they were prepared already. And if you don't use them now for the wedding, it's going to go to waste. מאחר שאין להם מי שיתרח בעבורם בפעם אחר, you have no one to take care of the needs after, מכניסים את המת לחדר, you put the mat in a private room on the side, ואת החתן והכלה לחופה, ובועל בעילת מצווה, ופורש. And we learned, because since, when does avilut begin at סתימת הגולל, or when you take the body out, so avilut is going to be, תשמיש מותר, we had a question of onen, even the aninut, it's really mutam in the Torah. So the rabbis will lead you into tashmish be aninut, and therefore there's no problem. Now, of course, it's going to be asur to have a second bi'ah, because now already you did the bi'ah at mitzvah. The second bi'ah now we're not going to be lenient be aninut. We were only lenient by aninut the first bi'ah, but not the second bi'ah. Okay, we continue. Same halakha. V'chivan shehala alav ha'chupa. Once already you did the chupa, havya ledide keregel. Already, it's like a holiday. V'noheg shiv'at yemeh mishte, v'achar kach noheg shiv'at yemeh avilut. V'chol shiv'at yemeh mishte noheg behem devarim shebetzina'a, v'asur betashmish amita. Hilkach ko zayin yemeh mishte, v'zayin yemeh avil, who yashin bin anashim, vi yashina bin anashim. They have to separate. Exact like the Gemara. Maran continues. V'im en lo peseda. But let's say there's not going to be a loss. Why would there not be a loss? Kegon bimkom shematsui limkor ma shehechin. You can sell the food. O afidu it le peseda. Or even let's say there's a case where there's going to be a loss. Umeta imos shel hatan u avia shel kala, which means the reverse, like the Gemara said, u ipcha, which means his mother or her father, or achayar mishar kirobeim, or like Tosfot said, any of the other relatives. She nishar mishyekin pamei. You still have somebody to make another wedding, as long as the father's still alive, he's able to prepare, or the mother's still alive, she can still make more tachshitin. Lo etinu le tchata avedut. We do not push off the avilut. Ela kovir oto miyad. You bury right away. Vinoeg shivat shem avilut ve'arkach machnisin et ha'atam et ha'kalal opam miyad. Vinoeg shivat shem ha'mishteh. That is a very interesting case over here, which means in the case where you don't push off the avilut, so we have to know. So what's the procedure? So maran shita is you make shivat shem avilut, and after the 7 days, machnisim et ha'atam ve'kalal immediately after 7 days. Now, usually there's a three-way machloket amongst the Rishonim in this case. And Tosfot brings, that's the big Tosfot on this Amud. In a case where, let's say, you make the wedding after the Avilut. So someone is saying, you can make the Bi'ah immediately. Someone is saying, after seven. That's Maran's opinion. And someone is saying, you cannot have the Bi'ah until after 30. So you see, Maran took the middle opinion. We said, in this case over here, we have Avilut. Wait 7 days, but you can have a Bi'ah, meaning Chuppah, even within 30 days of Avilut of, let's say, his mother, which would be permissible. Good. We continue. Kala. This is the halakha coming from Yuredi'as, Shin Pe'alef, halakha Vav. Kala she'ir'a Avil tok 30 yom nechuppata. A bride that became Avila, Hashem, within 30 days of the Chuppah, Muteret litkashet afilu betok zayin. She's able to put on makeup and beautify herself even within the 7 days of the chuppah. Okay, now we go to Yoreh de'a shin sadditet alacha bet hakober meto beregel b'chol ha'moed. Menan, somebody buries somebody on the holiday, the regel. Noheg din aninut kozman shlo nikbar. There is aninut on the regel. Therefore, till the body is buried, the din of onen ula hash nikbar noheg devarim shebitzna. However, umikol makom mutar liyached im ishto, which means that Amar writes over it, Yehud is going to be permissible with his wife, because really, according to the maskanat the Gemara, a guy takes savilut seriously. Right? And the only time we took it lenient is because the guy, we were lenient on the guy to do 7 days of Simcha. But she's going to regular Avilut, even though Tashmish is forbidden, but they are allowed to remain together. Hatan. This is Shuhanuch Ibn Ezer Chath Bet Halakha Aleph. Hatan. Shepirsa ishton nida kodim shiv'ol. Happens. Let's say under the chuppah, she became nida. He did not have bi'ah yet with her. Asul it yahed imma. So that night they cannot go home together. Which they can go home together, but they cannot have yehud. He yeshina bin hanashim, hu yashen bin hanashim. They have to sleep in separate rooms. The imba aleh bi'ah rishona ve'adach nitmet. But let's say he went with her one time, and then everybody she became teme'ah, mutal it yahed imma. What's the reason? We saw from Rashi. Because once already he had a bi'ah, and now there's Yisur Karev taking place over here if she goes again. So we're not worried that he's gonna trip up. Okay, one halakha from the laws of Nida. It's in Yoreh De'a Kuf Tzadiyah Halakha Yud. Kol melachot sha'isha osa leba'ala Nida ose lo. Chut b'mizigat ha'kos. Sha'asura lemzog ha'kos ulaniho lefanav al ha'shulchan. Ela im ken ta'aseh shum heker. כגון שתניחנו על השולחן ביד שמאל, או תניחנו על הקר או על הכסת אפילו ביד ימינה. Which means, so long as she's not allowed to pour the wine in front of the husband and serve it to him. That procedure is forbidden. But if it's done בשינוי, meaning if let's say she pours the wine in front of him, but instead of putting it with her right hand, she puts it down with her left hand, so that would be permissible. Or let's say she doesn't put it in front of him, she puts it on the table, and he brings it in front of Bimutar. This question has to be discussed, really, like Leil Pesach, where let's say the wife is Nida, and the custom is, let's say, they pour the wine, they make Mezigah, and they bring it in front of the people. So now, if the wife is Nida on Leil Pesach, where they're pouring the wine for the Arba Kosot, so she has to be careful, not to pour the wine. So if she would pour it, let's say, inside, and then bring it, so she didn't pour it in front of him and place it in front, so that would be a hetir. Or she should be careful, even if she pours it in front, to put it down in front of him with the left hand, or just to put it down on the table and he would take it himself. The last halakha is coming from Yore de'a shin pegim al alakha alef. Avel asur betashmish amita. Avad b'shar devar kurba mutar. Which means, touching is permissible ba'avelut, passing from hand to hand is permissible ba'avelut, even chibuk v'nishuk is mutar ba'avelut. Afil b'mizigat ha'kos, she can even pour wine like we learned in the Gemara, hatsa'at ha'mitar, hatsa'at ha'yadav ragla, ben ba'avelut dideh, ben ba'avelut dideh. We don't make a chiluk. U'muteret le'echol imo be'ka'ala, they can even eat from the same plate, which is nidat asur, umuteret lishan imo hu bebigdo hu bebigdad. Technically, can even sleep in the same bed, as long as they're both bebigdo bebigdad, they can be in the same bed. Umiyu, however, the mefarshim right over here, mishum lech lech amrinan nizira. Well, mahmir, we tell the nazir, keep away from any potential problem. Yesh lachmir shelo yeshit imo bemita klal. Don't sleep in the same bed. V'chein b'chibuk v'nishuk yesh lachmiz. That's written by the Rama over there. The chibuk v'nishuk. Everybody, that each one according to his yetzer. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.